Secrets of the Serial Killer.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Secrets of a Serial Killer. I am your host, Nick. And it's been a while. I am so sorry. I'm trying to do my best, but juggling my job and other podcasts and, you know, life itself, it's really been complicated. And my sister, you know, just had a baby, so I had to drive across states just to see it. So, yeah, a lot's been going on. But let's get into this story, shall we? The Poughkeepsie Killer, Kendall Francois. Sounds French or Italian. Yo, give me the best wine y'all have. Francois. So he was born July 26. Speaking of just my sister, a moment ago, that's her birthday. But she was born in 94, not 71. And he was born in Poughkeepsie, New York. And Kendall, he was an outsider. And his family, they were really bad hoarders. Like loose wires hanging, trash everywhere, poop smeared on the floor due to the toilet staying clogged up. And he lived with his mom, dad, and his sister. Like, what is wrong with them? His mom didn't want no one, not even friends, at her house. I mean, understandable. Like, damn. It was hard growing up in an all-white town and being a heavyset black kid. Kids would sing to him, "How now, brown cow?" Which, I don't understand what the fuck that's supposed to mean. I guess insults back then weren't worth the damn. Well, uptown people talk down and badly about the poor people downtown. Well, that's still how it is today. Kendall never stepped foot on Main Street. He tried to distance himself from other black people. After graduating high school in 1989, he joined the army. Hell yeah, good for him. Sadly, he was discharged for obesity. Damn, how fat was he? Shit. Oh man, he ended up moving back in with his family, and in 1993 he went to community college to try to become a science teacher. Instead, he got the job as a janitor at the school. He was placed in Arlington Middle School, back where his childhood started. Claudia Rowe, who helped cover Francois' murders, said he could remember every cruel word and disrespect that he ever received as far back as kindergarten. Look, I have a great memory. I really do. But it ain't as good as that. And if my friend don't stop sending me shit on Instagram, I'm gonna end up having a story of my own on this damn podcast. His memory was that good in that he could quote every single word that was ever said to him. Now in his 20s, it was hard for him to contain that rage. Oh, I understand. Ooh, I definitely have rage in myself really bad. He avoided Main Street for a very long time, but now he's on it every day. He picked up a chocolate cooler from the donut store, and then he pulled up to the block to a sex worker in his white Toyota Camry, gave her a slight smile, and tell her his name is Kenny. But the sex workers all knew about Kendall. He was a regular. One sex worker said that he was the real life Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I know about that story, but I've never read the book. I don't know how many of y'all have either. So the spring of 1996, he asked Kimberly Bill that she would like to join him for a drink. When she stepped into his house, she realized she made a mistake. While sipping on wine, she tried to make an excuse to leave. When he felt slighted or rejection, he snapped. He dragged her to his bedroom, which, you know, he grew up in, his childhood bedroom, and he raped her while looking out the window to make sure that his mom wasn't coming home. He drove her back downtown and apologized to her the whole time. Then he followed her around for months, offering her food and money, begging her for forgiveness. I'd be like, look, you can give me this amount of money, we call it even. Eventually, he punched Debbie Demetrio unconscious in a parking lot. Damn. And then he threw her in his car and then brought her home. I guess he wasn't sorry at all. He was like, hey, yo, first chick, I'm sorry. But yo, Debbie, you gonna catch these fucking hands, bitch. Damn. When he stepped out to grab a condom, she escaped, banging on the neighbor's door for help. And then the police took her statement and typed in, no action taken at this time. The reason they didn't investigate is because, in the eyes of police, Kendall Francois was a joke. Like, they didn't know that he could actually do that. They were like, man, he's just a black, ugly, fat, ugly motherfucking Fat Albert. The cop saw him as a joke and the sex worker saw him as dangerous. Some sex workers would just snatch the money and run. Wendy Myers, for example, snatched his cash and ran. She did this twice to him, leaving him in the dust both times. The sex workers would laugh at him as this would happen. He was humiliated again. I guess he was having flashbacks to his childhood, just like most killers. He said the next time she ripped him off, she would pay. So October of 1996, during that month, he brought her to his home. Wendy Myers, what the fuck is wrong with you? How you gonna fucking take this man's money? And then 2 months later, you gonna show up at his house with him. What? He brought her to his home, leading her through the trash and into his bedroom. Come on, Wendy. I know you're desperate, but not that damn desperate. Oh, Wendy was having second thoughts. I bet you fucking were. You should have had those thoughts when you were fucking running from him those 2 times. After that second time of snatching his money and running, you should have been like, nah, I ain't fucking with him no more. Oh, but you know what she said to him? She told him, hey, I gotta go. I have a probation appointment. Yeah, like, that's gonna work. And he snapped. He choked her until she was unconscious, and he took her upstairs to the only running tub in the whole entire house, and he drowned her, and he carried her to the attic. And then his life went back to normal. A worker once told police that he assaulted her, but stopped right in his tracks. He took his hands off her neck and said, oh my God, almost did it again. She reported it to police, but they didn't care. But on November of 1996, a woman named Gina was picked up, and she was directing him to an abandoned lot, and then she climbed in the back seat. They were having sex, which was hard to do because Kendall was a big dude, and his car was very small. So Gina complained that he was taking too long and that he was too heavy. He freaked out. Why didn't he just put Gina on top? If he's such a big boy, why didn't she, like, you know, get on top or hit it from the side or whatever the reason is? Or even, like, climb out of the car and just open the door and bend her over in the back seat. I mean, there have been quite a few ways he could have done it. Not, you know, missionary and crushing her to death. I don't know. So he freaked out when she said that he was too heavy, and he squeezed her neck until she went limp. She was dead. Stuart Kleinman, a psychologist who studied Kendall, said he believes that Kendall had BPD. I totally butchered that. BPD, borderline personality disorder, which one side effect is not being able to control their anger. But that's not the 100% reason why he was a killer. It was also mixed with the black and white thinking. He saw good and bad women. Once a woman talked back or switched up on him, she went from friend to foe. Before that person could realize what they said, that triggered him. Sometimes men get upset if a woman they want to have sex with doesn't give it to them, and they feel entitled to have it. So when she says no, they get in their feelings and they start to act violently. In this case, if Kendall didn't get it, then he would punish them. He was going to get what he deserved. He drove to his house and he drugged her body from the back seat to the trunk. And then he took his mom to work and took his sister to school, and they had no idea. When he got back, he tossed her in the corner of his garage and pulled a mattress over her. So, November 13th, 1996. Ooh, I think that was a day before my buddy Zach's birthday. Yeah, he wasn't born yet. This is a day before he was born. Wow. He killed Kathy Marsh, and he took her body into the attic, and he placed her next to Wendy. I guess he took Wendy to the attic and then dropped her body. Within 4 months, he killed 2 more. They were petite and white. You know, he had a type. He liked the sex workers that were white girls that were petite. So it doesn't say who they were, but, you know, he wasn't a fond of killing black women, probably due to his own internal racism. They weren't special or desirable to him. The worker said that the cops would ignore them due to their line of work. Plus, they treated them like they were trash. But the cops would say it was harder to track some of them down. They didn't have set schedules or known addresses. One detective said it was like they were chasing a ghost. Also, they were looking for a white man. So back then, you know, black people or any person of color wasn't really seen as a serial killer. Same with school shooters. Like, we think of school shooters and serial killers as white men, right? Somewhere in their 20s or late 20s or in their 30s for the most part. Or maybe even a little bit younger than that. But then when you hear, like, let's just say this year, the Tennessee, you know, school shooting was a white girl that was trans, then you're like, what the fuck? Or the, you know, kid from Uvalde, Texas, you know, he was Hispanic. So it's like, whoa, it's evolving. So definitely the stereotypes and the stubbornness blind the investigators. They thought that he was calculating, good-looking, and white. Yeah, they were thinking of Ted Bundy. But, you know, Francois, he didn't fit that mold. Not sure why the police finally decide, but they decided to look into Kendall. So on January 18th, 1998, Lieutenant Sargass knocked on Kendall's window. He brought him to the police station and hooked him to a polygraph, which doesn't always work. It's not 100% accurate at all. So, in an interrogation room, photos of 99 Fulton Avenue covered the walls, files and photographs on the table. They grilled him about the victims, and he was calm and collective, and he said he knew nothing. So, what did the polygraph say? Was he lying or telling the truth? Doesn't say. They switched up. He ended up joining in Kendall's conversation, and he was trash-talking the women as well, while Kendall was bad-mouthing. So, while he was talking shit, the investigator jumped in and was like, hell yeah, fuck them bitches, you know, they ain't shit. Probably. And it worked. Not sure why, but Kendall invited the cop to his home. And when Detective Manning stepped into the house, it smelt like piss. But Kendall was careful. He said, don't go wandering off. My mother doesn't like visitors. Which is true. So he took him to his bedroom where he assaulted most of the people that he brought over. Well, the women, not people. He had no clue a few feet above of his head where five bodies were rotting. He probably couldn't smell it due to the piss and all the other weird-ass smells he was smelling. Oh, man, that definitely had to fucking... The cop couldn't smell it at all, and so he eventually left, and later that month, Kendall brought another sex worker to his room, and he tried to strangle her, but she got free. She demanded to be dropped off downtown, and he listened. Well, that could have been another victim. She told other sex workers what happened and reported it to the police, and they charged him with assault. So in May of 1998, he was charged with third-degree assault with 15 days in jail. A woman named Patina Newmaster, what kind of stupid fucking name is that? Sat in the courtroom. She was the best informant that the police force had. And in Stange, they would drop some of her charges that were against her. So, they would drop the charges as long as she would be an informant for them. When the detective asked her if that she could look into the whole Kendall situation, she squirmed with excitement. You know, she's used to taking down drug dealers and shit, but the fact is, it's time for her to try to catch a killer. Squirmed with excitement. She knew his reputation and had suspicions of him, you know, of herself. She had her own suspicions. She leaned over to a friend and said, "Psst, that's him. That's the killer." The plan was for her to get information from him, and she even had a wire on her. Regardless, whatever happens, don't get in his car. He pulled up one night and the two of them started chatting for a while, and the detectives watched from a distance. He didn't give away anything, and he asked her to hop in, and she had trouble saying no. The cops followed closely behind, and they pulled him over and gave him a reason why they had to get her out of there. Each time they set her up, she'd get in, and they would pull him over and had to get her out of there. How many times did this fucking happen? Bro, like, how did this man, Francois, not catch on to what these fucking police officers were doing? I would have caught on immediately after the second time it happened. So, on June 12th, 1998, he killed Sandra Dean French. And then 2 months later, the police formed the Missing Woman's Task Force. Kendall also killed Audrey Polici in his bedroom. He picked up Bertina Newmaster, the informant. But check it out. This time, he was able to make it all the way home with her. And this time as well, she wasn't wearing a wire, with no cops following behind them either. So he strangled her to death in his car and he carried her to the basement. There was like a crawl space running the length of the house, and so he pushed her in there alongside of two other women. I guess these are the unnamed women, I guess. Running out of the room where the body started to leak, he saw them in pieces. So when the bodies in the attic would start leaking, he would go up there and cut them up and, you know, put some in suitcases and plastic bags, and then he'd take the skull and toss it in his sister's kiddie pool that was left in the attic. Well, the smell of decay was so bad that it bothered the rest of his family, and his mom even asked him, "What the hell is that smell?" He said, "Oh, a family of raccoons died in the attic, and I haven't had a chance to remove them." Instead of getting smarter, he just poured bleach around them to hide the smell. And his mother never questioned him after that. Not sure she was in denial, or she couldn't smell because of the other smells, or she just didn't give a fuck. But they never questioned him again. He met 19-year-old Christine Sala in her hotel room. She was a redhead. Like me! They talked about their hopes and dreams, and he brought breakfast for her and him, and he fantasized about marrying her. So on September 2nd, he invited her over, and he pulled into the driveway and into the garage, and he demanded sex from her. It caught her off guard, and she told him, "Hey, take me back to Main Street." He grabbed her by the throat and said, "You're not going anywhere." And she couldn't get away, and he was unbuttoning his pants while he was holding her throat. Man, that's talent. But his sister banged on the garage door and asked him, "What was he doing in a locked garage?" Well, he got out of the car, walked up to the door, and told her he needed to use the car to get to school. And he ended up letting up his grip on her, and he couldn't let his sister see what he almost done, so he hopped back into the driver's seat and drove out of the garage. On the way back to Main Street, he apologized so many times. "I didn't mean to hurt you. I just wanted to take care of you." Boy, you sound like Eddie Gluskin. "I didn't mean to hurt you, darling. I just wanted to take care of you." Yeah. When he stopped at a stoplight, she hopped out, dazed and barely alive. At that moment, Detective Manning was handing out posters for Bertina Newmaster's disappearance through the neighborhood. He heard his name being called, and he turned around and he saw Christine standing at a gas station. Her t-shirt was torn, hair messy, and neck extremely red. She told him it was Kendall. He sighed. Not surprised. The police arrived at his home and the back of the station. They went back to the police station is what I'm trying to say. But, you know, Kendall, he didn't seem worried. They led him to the interview room 12, which was a small gray carpet box. And after sitting down, they asked him about the assault and asked him if he knew what he did was wrong. Well, 8 minutes of questioning went by and they just stopped and pretty much cut the tape and left the room. Hey, I didn't know it was lunch break already. Not sure why they left the room. And we're not sure why Kendall decided to speak up, but he called the detectives back into the room and he said, "I have something to say." And he told them everything. They walked into his home with hazmat suits. The neighbors came out wondering what was going on. They figured out the smell and Kendall was charged with murder. 3 days of going through the home, from basement to attic, 8 bodies total. Not much left over due to the bodies being there, decaying for 2 years. I wonder, what about the other body? The one he put in the garage and he covered up with the mattress. I wonder why his sister didn't go into the daggone garage after he like pulled out of there and be like, "Hey, why is this mattress sitting there?" "Oh, it's a body." I don't know if he ever like picked up the body and took it to the basement or the attic. But never says. But, whatever. He sat in the courtroom, listening to the family's cries. He couldn't explain himself, so he didn't even try. But the family, they definitely had a lot to say. Somebody definitely threw out the N-word, and then they were talking about his skin color and talking about his weight. Because like we said in the beginning of the episode, Poughkeepsie was, majority white, predominantly white. You know, most of the people were uptown white people. Most of the people that were black were downtown in the slums. So it was like, you know, uptown was all white people and they're all like rich. And then downtown's nothing but all black people and they're poor. So obviously there was a lot of segregation. And definitely at this time, you know, it wasn't like it is today. Things were different. Yeah. It's still kind of like, yeah, it is today a little bit, but not as bad. But he ended up asking for the death penalty, and it was rejected. So on August 7th, 2000, he was sentenced to life without parole. But he only served 14 years of his sentence before, on September 14th, he died of HIV-related illnesses. So that's pretty much the end of his story. His story was okay. I didn't really care too much for Francois, and I'm also tired as shit. So I was screwing up a little bit here and there. But yeah, I'm not really doing too well. I need to get back on my grind and get these stories going. But I want to go ahead and give y'all some love since, you know, y'all been with me. I'm looking at my analytics and stuff for the podcast since it's audio only. I don't know what TuneIn is. I don't know if it's a platform of some sorts. I'm not sure. I'm going to look that up. TuneIn. But it's like 39.8% of y'all are listening on that platform. So I don't know if that's an American platform. I don't know if it's worldwide. I don't know if it's just TuneIn Radio. What the fuck is that? Huh. Y'all pay for this? Hold up. So people are listening to my podcast on a subscription-based app? What? That's crazy. 39.8% of y'all are listening to my podcast on TuneIn, which you have to pay $10 a month for. Yo, hats off to y'all. Much love to y'all. That is amazing. That I cannot even fathom. Like, that is fucking awesome. I really appreciate y'all. I would give y'all a kiss, but, you know, I'm not trying to overstep my boundary. Plus, I don't think my girlfriend would like that too much. Next up, we have CastBox. 10.2%. Sorry, my mom went... 10.2% CastBox. I'm looking that up right now. It's a podcast player app. Yeah, I appreciate y'all listening, too. I'm not really familiar with this app either. But thank you, because, you know, I have an iPhone, so it's either Apple or Spotify. Which, coming up next, 9.2, is Apple Podcasts. Yay! Fuck yeah. Yeah. And then we have Google Podcasts at 8.2%. Hey, I don't know anything about Google Podcasts, but hell fucking yeah. 5.1% for web browser. Not really sure what web browser is. Is that just like people looking it up on Google? I'm not sure. 5.1 on Alexa? Alexa, Simon says, congrats, Nick.
Congrats, Nick.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow, y'all listen on y'all's Alexa device? I'm so happy. Thank you. Podcast Addict, 3.1%. I don't know what the fuck that is. Podcast Addict. And then 19.4% for other. I wonder if that's like for Spotify and shit, is what the other is. What was I supposed to be looking up? Podcast Addict. I'm so happy. Wait, where's that? I guess it's, hey, there's Google Podcasts. That's pretty cool. I don't see Podcast Addict. Okay, whatever. But I appreciate anybody who's listening on that. So 56% of y'all are listening from the United States. 16% my bad. Let's redo this. 56% of y'all are listening from the United States. 16% of y'all are listening for, oh shit, it tells you exactly where they're listening from? What? No fucking way. So, 59% of y'all are listening from England. 28% of y'all are listening from Wales. And oh my god, 12% of y'all listen from Scotland. Everybody thinks I'm Scottish or Irish because I'm a natural redhead, so... Yo, that just blows my mind. Ah, I appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. Shout out to everybody listening in England. Shout out to everybody listening in Wales. And shout out to everybody listening in Scotland. That's freaking awesome. Yo, let's look at the United States. 10% of y'all are listening in Virginia. I wonder what parts of... Is it going to tell me what parts of Virginia? No fucking way. There's no fucking... Oh my god, it tells me. I did not know. Ashburn? Where the fuck is Ashburn? That's 47%. 23% in Hampton. That is definitely on the other side of Virginia. That is, the fuck is it? I've actually been to Hampton. Last time I was there, I was actually with three friends, and we were riding in a U-Haul, because the girl that we were riding with, it was my buddy, his girlfriend, another buddy. My buddy with the girlfriend, her kid was living in Hampton, so, yeah. Goshen, 14%. So, what part? How the fuck is Goshen on this list? That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's not good. Actually, nah, that's fucking amazing, but who in the fuck is out here listening in Goshen? Okay, who's fucking with me? Who's fucking with me? 2% in Waynesboro. I wonder who's listening in Waynesboro. Yo, shout out to Zeus Theater, though. by the way, I don't even have to go to the Planet Fitness out there no more. Because they built one, and the next one, Stanton. When I first came to Stanton, you guys, I swear to God, I used to call it Staunton. I was like, oh, fucking Staunton. Yeah, I sound like a total freaking dumbass. Yo, shout out to Stanton. I gotta go there tomorrow anyways, because that's where I fucking work at. Shut up, y'all. Don't leave me alone. Don't become searching for me. Lynchburg, the home of, what are they called again? Y'all know what I'm talking about, Liberty. Liberty! I have a friend that goes to school there. Yeah, he's in the film school. Shout out to my boy. 2% of y'all listening there. 2% are listening from Norfolk. 2% in Springfield. I don't know where Medithin, M-I-D-O, wait, M-I-D. L-O-T-H-I-A-N. Whoever the 2% is listening from there, thank you. Alexandria. That's where that dude, that serial killer first started killing at. Y'all know, Anthony Robinson. What is it called? The Moon Inn Motel or some shit? Huddleston, 2%. Arlington, 2%. I just think it's fucking weird how Stanton and Waynesboro is on this list. But Goshen has 14. Goshen's in the middle of nowhere, if y'all don't know. It's bumfuck nowhere. Stanton and Waynesboro are both pretty decent-sized towns. So you would think more people would be listening from there. I would think people would be listening from Harrisonburg. I ain't got a single fucking person listening from from Harrisonburg. We gotta switch that up. That is still crazy, though. From fucking Goshen, that's fucked up. It's not fucked up, it's awesome, but it's just crazy. Fucking nuts. Thank you for showing me all these graphs and stuff. I get to see where all these lovely people are from. I just want to pay homage to all of y'all. Alright, let's do North Carolina. 9%. Cary, 63%. Shout out to Cary. I've been there. Beautiful area. Love it. Lenore, 18%. I think I've been to Lenoir. I've at least driven through it. Spring Hope, 6%. Who the fuck is listening from Spring Hope? Oh my. Pee-wee, is that you? Are you out there listening from Spring Hope? I love Spring Hope. Little town of Spring Hope. I was there not too long ago. As I was telling you on the beginning of the story, I went to go see my sister's baby, and she lives there. Actually, that's also where my buddy flipped his car 3 times in a row from being on heroin. Yeah, not good. Charlotte, 4%. Thank you. Love Charlotte. Huge city. Rockwell, 4%. Not sure about Rockwell, but yeah, shout out to y'all. Sanford, 2%. Shout out to y'all. Fort Bragg. Who the hell is listening from Fort Bragg? They're like, yo, I'm in the military, but I want to listen to this weird-ass motherfucker talk about serial killers. And Monroe. Shout out to Monroe as well, so thank you. What the fuck? They ain't no Rocky Mountain, no Wilson in this motherfucker. They ain't no Raleigh. Yo, shout out to Cary and Lenoir and Spring Hope, though. Y'all killing it in Cary. Alright, what else do we got? California. Never been to California. Actually, that's bullshit. Yes, you have. I had family live out there. Los Angeles, 24%. Yo, shout out to L.A. Never been there. Monroe. Wait. Morno Valley? Morno Valley? 13%. Fremont, 11%. San Jose, 9%. San Jose, don't be mad that I kind of betted against you guys. San Jose State, I betted against you guys. Yuba City, I never heard of that. San Francisco, been there, 7%. Danville, 4%. Merced, M-E-R-C-E-D. Shout out to y'all, 4%. Tracy, 4%. Abaheim? No, there's no B in that, dumbass. Adahim? A-N-A-H-E-I-M. If I'm saying the name of the town, I'm probably talking about you. You probably, if you listen to this podcast and I'm naming the town that you live in, then I'm talking about you. 2%. West Covina? C-O-V-I-N-A? 2%. Sacramento? 2%. Santa Ana, 2%. And Valsina? Damn, Stockton, 2%. V-A-L-E-N-C-I-A. And then A-L-A-M-E-D-A. Thank you to all of y'all, even though I don't know how to pronounce the damn word. Can't pronounce a single freaking word. So we got Texas. My boy was just in Texas. Dallas, 39. Shout out to Dallas. I know I'm not a Cowboys fan, but shout out to y'all. Odessa. O-D-E-S-S-A. Shout out to y'all. 10%. Austin, Cleveland. I didn't know there was a Cleveland, Texas. 10%. Garland, 6%. San Antonio. That's where my boy was just at. Spending his birthday. 10%. Spring, 3%. Houston, 3%. Shout out to the Rockets. Flower Mound, 3%. Grand Prairie, 10%. Mesquite, M-E-S-Q-U-I-T-E, 3%. Thank you, guys. I love all of you. Thank you. It's been a blessing. It really has. Washington, what's up, Washington? Shout out to fucking Seattle. The Seahawks till we fucking die. 68%. S-E-Q-U-I-M. Don't know how to pronounce it because I'm an idiot. 18%. What's up? Port Angeles, 4%. Kent, 4%. Adams, 4%. And Tyler, how does it say? It's T-A-C. Tacoma? Tacoma, yeah. Yeah, your boy got that one. 4%. Alright, Georgia, what you got for me? What the fuck is that? T-O-C-C-O-A? 32%. Thank you. Atlanta. 20%. Hell yeah. Lawrenceville, 20%. Clarksville, 12%. Cornella, 8%. Trenton, 4%. Mableton, 4%. Almost at 3%. Yo, Tennessee? Tennessee's listening? From Sparta, 42%. Nashville, 25%. I've been there in 2017. It was fun. Mers, oh God, I've seen this word before. Jamestown, 8%, but Murfreesboro, y'all know what I'm talking about. I forgot. Murfreesboro. Shout out to y'all. Sweetwater, that's funny. 4%, shout out to y'all. Dixon, 4%, shout out to y'all. And Lenore City, shout out to y'all, 4%. Connecticut, what you got for me, Connecticut? Rockville, 93%. And New Britain, 7%. Thank you, Connecticut. I love you, whoever's listening from out there. Florida, the craziest people on the planet. Orlando, 33%, love Orlando. 18% Miami, what's up, Miami? Kissimmee, 14%. Yo, I actually tried to book a hotel one time down there just for fun as I was at work. And I was like, damn, that's pretty damn cheap. That was like 2019. Riverview, 10%. Thank you. Newport Richey, 10%. Thank you. Jacksonville, 5%. Thank you. Port Richey, what's the difference between Newport Richey and Port Richey? Don't know, but shout out to y'all, 5%. Plant City, shout out to y'all. And that's about it for Florida. Sorry, I'm probably boring y'all at this point, but I just wanted to give all y'all a shout out because you guys mean so much to me. Please tell me, what do we got? What do we got? Oh, fucking Missouri. Yo, shout out to Arnold, 50%. Perryville, 22%. Kansas City, baby. Oh, that's why I picked you guys first week in the NFL. I'm picking y'all. Me and Mike both picked. What the hell did I pick? No, that's week one. No, that's week four. Where's week? Kansas City versus, I don't know who the fuck it was. Jefferson City, 6%. St. Louis, 6%. Thank y'all. Thank you. I actually lived in Garden City for a time being. Who the fuck is that texting me? Dumb. Oh, I was like, why is my mom saying dumb? Because the dogs were barking. She's a dumb. I was like, what? Ohio. That's where my uncle's from. Dayton, Ohio, 43%. Garfield Heights, 14%. Cincinnati, shout out to the Bengals, 14%. Wadsworth, 14%. Cleveland, 7%. Chagrin Falls, Chagrin Falls, baby. Shout out to all of y'all. Oh, I'm paying homage tonight, everybody. Michigan, Detroit, oh my God. And Wyoming, Michigan. Oh my God, my boys will die laughing. They see that Detroit is 94%. Yo, shout out to motherfucking Detroit, Motor City, bitch. My boys are from Michigan. I think they were born in I want to say Brandon says he's from Clio, Matt's from Flint, but they grew up in Gladwin, where NF grew up at. But you know, they have another family member that's born in Saginaw, so yo, shout out to them. I was supposed to go to Michigan back in 2017, but yeah, I can't really tell y'all. There's some female drama that had nothing to do with me. Yeah, my boys, female drama. Baby mama drama. New York. What we got, New York? Corning. 36%, baby. New York. Oh! 29. Brooklyn, 29. Astro, A-S-T-O-R-I-A. I need to go back to school. 7%, baby. Shout out to fucking New York. What else we got? What else we got going on? Hawaii? Honolulu, 75%. Shout out to y'all. And EWA Beach, 25%. I hope all y'all down in Hawaii are being safe. I heard about that going on right now. So I hope y'all are staying safe and, you know, everybody's continue to be healthy and whatever, so on and so forth. Oregon, 2%. Yo, Portland, Oregon, 44. Portland, fucking Oregon. They're probably listening to my podcast while they're out there rioting and acting like fools. So, this fucking guy, Secrets of a Serial Killer, Nick, he's just got me so fucking hyped up about to burn this business. No, don't blame me. Don't come after me. But shout out to y'all, 44%. Boardman, 33%. Yeah, Junction City. That sounds cool as fuck, 11%. And Sandy, 11%. Thank you to all y'all in Oregon that are listening. I want to give you a hug, even though that sounds kind of weird. Colorado, Pine Grove, 40%. Inglewood, 30%. Denver, ooh, 20%. Fort Morgan, 10%. Let's fucking go. Ooh, now it makes me want to look at my other statistics on my other podcast. All right, well, we got Arizona. What you got for me? Phoenix, 25%, Prescott, 17%, and Maricopa, 58%. Don't know how to pronounce it, so I just spell it because I'm an idiot. Leave me alone. Don't bully me. Idaho! Boyce is 100%. This is the first 100%. Shout out to fucking Boyce. If you don't live in Boyce, then I don't know. But shout out to y'all. What the hell? Oh, hell no. That did not just happen. My daggone lamp just went out and then turned back on. And it's one of the, I'm looking at the handle right now. Like, I could see the handle that you can go turn it off, but I mainly use Alexa to turn it off. And why is it leaning forward? Why is it off its feet? Yo. There better not be no damn demonic shit. Oh my god, my fucking mom just texted me, scared the shit out of me. Oh, sorry, accidentally hit your light button. Oh, thank god. Scared the shit out of me. Fuck. What happened? Oh, shit. Oh, fucked up. Now I gotta go all the way back. Okay, I'm gonna try to knock these out. I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm trying to be as quick as possible. Kansas. Overland Park, 92%. Ottawa? OTTAWA? That sounds like something in whatever it's called, Canada. But shout out to y'all, too. Y'all in Kansas City, baby. My family, I have a few family that live out in Missouri. Who else do we have in Kansas City? They live right on the. Alright, New Jersey. Didn't know. Cherry Hill, baby, 75%, and Williamstown, 25%. Shout out to both of y'all. Shout out to y'all. I don't really know much about Jersey. I've been there one time. I had a guy that I knew from Millville, New Jersey. I don't know if anybody knows where the fuck that's at. Vermont, what you got for me, Vermont? Barre, 100%. Shout out to y'all. Didn't know anybody in Vermont fucked with me. Probably don't. They're probably like this stupid fuck. So what we got? Indiana, Fishers 43, Richmond 14, New Albany 14, Brownsburg 14, Rennselaer. I don't know whoever came up with that fucking name, but shout out to y'all. Illinois, what's up, baby? Geneva, 38%. Belleville, 25%. Boiling Brock, 25%. And Chicago, 13%. What's up, Chicago? Shout out to y'all. Ah, some of y'all are probably getting bored, but I got to shout y'all out. Layton, 67%. Riverton, 17%. And HEBER, 17%. Let's fucking go. Oh, God, I should be going to bed. I need to go to work tomorrow, but I gotta shout all y'all out. Pennsylvania, Philadelphia 57. That's why I fucking picked y'all on the draft. Harrisburg, 29%. Been there. Mercersburg, 14, baby. Let's go. Philadelphia. I've been to Pittsburgh, but they ain't listening to me. But Philly's listening to me. That's why I picked the Eagles over the fucking Steelers. New Mexico, Albuquerque, shout out 100%. What the fuck? I don't know how to handle this, y'all. I don't know how to handle this. Y'all got me hyped as a motherfucker. Wisconsin, what we got? Skits Craven. What we got? Jeffrey Dahmer. Madison 57. Mineral Point 29. And EAU Claire 14%. Fuck yeah. Y'all, shout out to y'all. What we got? Massachusetts. Boston, 50%. Sandwich, that's crazy. 25%. Wishershower. Sauce. It's WORCESTER. That's 25% as well. Shout out to y'all. God, this is taking so fucking long. Rhode Island. Shout out to Rhode Island. Warwick, 75. Central Falls, 25. Shout out to y'all. Thank you. I'm so thankful. How the fuck is Virginia number one on this god dang list? But hey, North Carolina's number two. I can't hate. North Carolina made, Virginia raised. Actually, I didn't start living into Virginia when I was, till I was 20. So, yeah. Whoops. A lot. Rhode Island, I already did them. Fuck, I re-looked at them. Wish there was a way to scroll down faster. What we got? What we got? Minnesota. My buddy Mikey's from Minnesota. Minneapolis, 50%. That's exactly where he's from. Vikings to the day he dies. Minnetonka. Minnetonka. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to y'all. What we got here? What we got, folks? We got South Carolina. See if I know any of these. Chester and Chiraw. 67 and 33. Never heard of neither one of those. I've heard of Marion. I've heard of Myrtle Beach. Been there. Been to Marion. Who the fuck is this? Oh. Who the fuck is that guy? And we have West Virginia. What do we got? Warrington, West Virginia. Yeah, shout out to y'all. I've been to Somersville. I've been to, what's the other one called? Weston, because I went to Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. I went to Cowen? C-O-W-E-N. Yeah, I've been there. I've been through quite a few. Barkley Springs, been there. So what we got? Iowa, never been there. North Liberty, 100%. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to y'all. I love all of y'all. This is getting me excited. The fact that people listen to this podcast when it's just me. It used to be me and mom, which sounded so much better. But yeah, Oklahoma, what we got? I don't know how to pronounce either one of these. V-I-N-I-T-A, 50%. S-A-P-U-L-P-A, 50%. Shout out to both of y'all. Fucking right. Let's go, Oklahoma. My girlfriend's grandma's from there. Shout out to Oklahoma. Delaware. The state I don't really know much about. Dover, 100%. Shout out to Delaware. Thank y'all for listening. Didn't think Delaware gave a fuck about me. My daggone stomach hurts. North Dakota. What we got, North Dakota? Dickinson, 100%. Shout out North Dakota. Is it North Dakota that has the daggone the bull? I think it's the bull, something like that. You could take a picture with this massive fucking bull. I don't know. Now we got North Dakota. Now we got Kentucky, Louisville. I swear to God, I picked y'all in college football. Like, swear to God, I've just been picking y'all in college football. I chose y'all every time, and so did my buddy. So, sorry about the dogs barking. Fuck. No, I don't want to see anything about Virginia. I want to see fucking everybody else. I don't care about Virginia no more. I already called them out. Actually, I do care about y'all, but I already talked about y'all. I need to give everybody else the credit. Like Nevada, let's see what they got. Henderson, shout out to Henderson, Nevada. Oh, my stomach's starting to hurt. Oh, my stomach's hurting. I need to go to bed too. Maine, Mississippi, Maryland. All right, so let's get, I'm almost done. Augusta, shout out to Augusta, Maine. Oh, damn, I got gas pains. It's kicking my ass. Mississippi, oh God, that stinks. Jackson, Mississippi, shout out to y'all. Oh, Maryland. Elk Ridge. Thank you, Elk Ridge. Shout out to Maryland. Terps to the day my dad dies. He's from Baltimore. Arkansas, baby. Jonesboro, 100%. Let's go. Oh, God, my stomach's hurting. Did I already say that? Yeah, New Hampshire. Hampton, 100%. Shout out to y'all. And, of course, at the bottom of the barrel, Alabama. Fort Rucker, 100%. Shout out to y'all. Yeah. I'm going to give the rest of y'all some love later on in the next episode. United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, Sweden, Germany, Denmark, Guana. I'll give y'all love in the next episode. But I got to go to bed and my stomach's hurting. So I love all of y'all and I'll catch you in the next one. Peace for now.